Good evening. This is Ifia Wangaza, co-chair of the Pacifica National Board's Affiliates Task Force. We do not have a quorum for the September 9th, 2010 meeting, but we have agreed that we will proceed with an informal discussion with Ursula Rudenberg, the affiliate program coordinator, making her report with regard to difficulties with AudioPort, the current instructions for AudioPort use, and the efforts to automate AudioPort, and the affiliate program's budget for 2011, and any other information that she might have available at this time. So, Ursula, if you'll begin.
Okay. I'm going to follow the outline that's on the agenda here. So the first item is difficulties with AudioPort. I assume that is referring to the somewhat controlled chaos that happened on Thursday and Friday.
Yes, that's right, Ursula. That's why I suggested we put that there, just to find out what the status of that was and what the problem was.
So Otis and John provided me with an explanation, because the answer really lies in the intricacies of servers and moving information. I mean, I think that the short answer is that we had to move to a new server, and the primary motivation, I think, was that we had run out of server space for AudioPort, because it's a tremendously large amount of content, and Otis got a deal with the server to give us a lot more space at a very good rate, but somehow, as it turned out, it had to happen, not as we had hoped, but nonetheless, it happened. So I did ask them, however, to provide some language, since I'm not really capable of explaining beyond that. I have asked them in the future to warn me more quickly, if possible, when things take a different turn, and they have agreed to do that. I think it was a learning experience for all of us. Part of the problem is that there was a lag in me understanding what was happening. So anyway, what they wrote was, in the last 2 weeks, the National Technology Department moved over 10 domains, which represent 15 highly complex websites, to a new server at the Planet. The Planet is the company that has our servers. We also needed to install and configure the national recording and streaming infrastructures on the new server for the upcoming second part of the move. For those of you who don't understand what that means, it means that the AudioPort, as well as providing files for download, streams the satellite live, because a lot of people, for instance, in the morning want to take Democracy Now at 8 o'clock when it's literally going out over the satellite. And that's a whole other set of problems when moving the server. A few unforeseen issues having to do with the AudioPort website were quickly resolved once, as we were notified, being we were under a deadline to terminate the old AudioPort server or pay another month's rental charge. And owing to Otis discovering in the middle of the night what was involved to move individual files to keep the AudioPort on the old server synchronized with the version on the new server, he decided to redirect the old AudioPort server page to the domain for the new version of the AudioPort during the DNS transition period, 2 days. So this may have caused some confusion for some AudioPort users who had not previously used the new AudioPort version. It was a little bit more complicated than that, because the new version didn't always work for everybody. So there were a lot of variations, and I think the only way to describe that is just that when you move a website that big, a lot of unexpected things happen. I think that's just the bottom line. The KU satellite stream was accidentally moved to the new server, and once we discovered our mistake, was corrected and pointed back to the old server within the hour. They will move with the old Pacifica.org server within the month to that new server at the Planet. So in other words, this whole process, we're about kind of halfway through it. We are presently working with Ursula and Doug on the language for an announcement on the new server locations for the KU audio.
Hello.
So when, you know, when we do move the streams, we will let people know well in advance, and I'll make sure that everybody who uses the stream is advised that it's at a different location and give out the new location. This move to the new server will provide higher bandwidth, larger storage, faster hardware, and better communication with our sister stations at the server company for a significantly lowered cost. The move was initiated because of the need to increase storage space for a continually growing audio port. So that's, I don't know how well you followed that. I don't follow all of it myself, quite frankly. But it seems to have been a combination between a decision that was cost-effective and then some unforeseen problems that were kind of discovered halfway in through the process. So myself, John, and Otis stood by, and basically I fielded calls all day. And I think everybody managed to get what they needed in time. I hopefully nobody missed a broadcast, although it's possible that somebody did and was just nice about it. So it's like I said, it's not what we wanted to do. We had been planning for a very smooth transition. And then there seems to be have been some complications came up, which honestly I don't really understand because I'm not a web developer and I don't really understand the technology of what, you know, what happened beyond that.
Ursula, can I just interrupt? If you don't understand, does anyone understand?
Yeah, Otis does. I mean, this is web development stuff. And, you know, he says what happened at 3 o'clock in the morning was necessary, and I have to believe that it's true. I did ask that in the future that if he makes a change at 3 o'clock in the morning that he call me and tell me so that first thing in the morning, you know, I can let people know. And I think we've come to an agreement on that.
Okay, this is Campbell on the call.
Hi, Campbell.
Hi.
So, I have to say, I think everybody was gracious about it, as far as I know. Whoever wasn't didn't tell me personally. I do feel when a website this large moves that I think everybody understood there's inevitably some problems. We had hoped there would be less problems. And I think next time we would do it differently, or Otis would do it differently, because I think he learned from it.
When do you all expect to have completed the process? Or when do they expect?
I'm gathering from what he says here, let me see. He says within the month that we'll be on the new, completely on the new server.
The notes that you're reading from, are they posted someplace or have they been sent out as email?
No, I just called John and I said, you know, I asked him to give me an explanation because I'm not really qualified to give a thorough explanation, and he just sent me the explanation to read because, you know, he knew that I wouldn't really be able to give a thorough explanation. So it's just an email he sent me.
Is there any reason that email can't be sent out so that other people have the same information?
I don't know exactly who the information would be useful to. I'm not sure that we want to send it out to all our clients. I'm not sure it's the best way to have a professional front to kind of get in, ask them to look at the minute details of our server experience. I don't think it's secret information. I just don't think it's information that's particularly, I'm not convinced that it's a great idea for Pacifica to ask everybody to read it, because it's just basically...
Well, it's not a question of asking everyone to read it. It's a question of providing people with information so that they know what happened.
Well, I mean, I'm happy to ask Otis to issue a statement. I mean, my experience was that what everybody really wanted to know was how did they get into AudioPort so they can do their programming. That's what people wanted to know, and everybody got that information as immediately as they notified me or Otis or John. You know, everybody was dealt with immediately. My experience is that's what people wanted to know. But I'm happy to ask, you know, Otis and John to issue a statement. I'm not sure this statement is the best one, but I'm happy, you know, to ask them to issue a statement. I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah, I would say if it was condensed and people just have a better understanding of what happened and just possibly to reassure them that the likelihood of it happening again in the next month is whatever, 5% or something like that, that there's still a possibility that something else might happen in the transition over, but that for the most part it should be trouble-free.
Yeah. Well, like Otis said in the document, he's working with me and Doug to create language to, you know, explain what's going to happen next. We're definitely doing that, and that's what we were planning to do for this move, and then things kind of took a different turn.
I think that's probably the best, is just to give people the heads up of you know, really briefly of what's happening, and that the glitch is hopefully behind us, but that we will inform them as soon as possible if something else unexpected happens.
Well, there's information that people need because we're going to be moving the stream.
Right.
So, yeah, we are planning to...
That would be awesome.
I did put out an email when this was all happening explaining, you know, what was causing the problem. I did say that we were moving the surface.
Mm-hmm. And, good.
You know, the main I got feedback from a lot of people, and they were like, oh, yeah, okay, you're moving the server, okay, you know. And everybody kind of understood that that's like just a hell of a process with a website.
Yeah, I can tell you we had some similar unexpected things when we transitioned here to a new server, an internal server from using somebody else, and there were some glitches that very similar that we didn't expect.
Yeah.
And if people know that they should that's happening, they can be on guard and have alternative plans. So
right.
I would appreciate your following through with that, Ursula.
Yeah. No, we actually have already written the document, and it was going to actually talk about this move as well, and then we kind of got caught off guard. So, but the rest of the document is still relevant because actually we can use the document to explain in hindsight what happened as well. Instead of just saying this will happen, we can say this did happen. So, yeah, we definitely will.
Well, that's all I've asked for.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Now, as far as the instructions for audio port use, we have a kind of an outline of different types of instruction that need to be done, and I actually posted it on the listserv for the task force, and I can, if you want, I can send out the link to that. There's a file section of the affiliates task force listserv, and there's a file there called audio port instructions, and I can, after the meeting, I can send out a link, so if people want to look at it, they can. Basically, it's an outline of the different types of instructions we'll be working on. The automation instructions were the highest priority, and so the first draft was finished down by Jake down at WMNF, and he passed it back to Doug, and Doug has been working on that with Bill Crozier, who volunteered to kind of go through it again for usability, and so that's being edited as we speak, and then there's a whole list of other types of instructions that will be made, but in a way we kind of have to wait until the changes have been made on the audio port, because instructions are very integrated into the website themselves and based on how the website is working, and so we kind of have to, you know, wait until the web work is able to catch up. Although John and I have started talking about, you know, another type of instruction, which just has to do with, you know, how to better syndicate your work and conventions, naming conventions and things like that, which don't really, you know, depend on the audio port. It just depends on, you know, good practices for syndication. Otis has created a new version. The new version of the audio port is online as of yesterday, I think, or the day before. And if you want to look at it, it's at new.audioport.org. We are not making the website public because it has a lot of work to do, a lot of debugging and a lot of usability changes that have to be done. But the big part of it, which is putting the website together, has been done thanks to Otis's work. He worked really fast on that. So at this point, it's a matter of how quickly we can bring that website into easy usability. That new website does have automation, and it does tell you who's downloading your shows. So it does have those features. So we're getting there.
They have those features at this time, or it has it and it'll be implemented by the time that the move is completed?
No, it has them at this time.
And the move will be completed again when?
Well, it's not so much the move here that's the problem. It's the usability of the website. The website has a lot of formatting and bugs and various issues that have to be worked out that have to do with using the website. And that's what we're working on now. Doug and I came up with a list of different issues about how to reformat the website, and we discussed them at length with Otis, and we all came to an agreement on a list of things that have to be done, and it's a matter of getting those things accomplished now.
Ursula, is Otis going to be able to do that by himself, or do you think that it might be more wise or more prudent to see if Pacifica will approve bringing Doug back to help assist the process being completed? Or?
Well, Doug has, like, we've been really mincing out Doug's days, and
mm-hmm.
he has, like, 2 days left. Yeah. All I can say is that every time Doug is here, things just speed up a whole lot, because he's just tremendous help to Otis, and they just work really well together. So I think it would be helpful to have him a few more days. He's in school now, so he's not around a lot. He kind of has to do it in between schoolwork. But, you know, any time that Doug can be there to help, things go faster.
Well, I would definitely recommend it if you would like to do so, is for you to, make some sort of suggestion to Arlene about that to see if Pacifica
right.
will approve it or not. But it seems like it would be better if it wasn't all on Otis, and if Doug has some free time, it certainly would be great to have him continue to work on something he's worked on for a while. So,
well, the thing is, Otis does the coding, and he's a good coder, and he claims that the work now is fast, that this is the easy part. You know, the hard part was getting to know the code, which he has done now.
Right.
But in terms of the usability part, Doug can go through that really fast. He's very sharp. He knows the website back and forth by now. And it would be great if we could have him just a little bit more time to move him through it. I can ask Arlene. I don't know where she's at with that.
Yeah. And if you want, I'm sure both Afia and myself would be willing to talk to Arlene about that.
Okay.
Because we definitely want it to be done as quickly and as best as possible.
I didn't want it on the headphones. I wanted to
yeah.
see it on the
headphones.
Excuse me, the person who's talking to the child, please mute yourself. I believe it's #1.
So that's the thing. You'll see if you go to new.audioport.org, you'll see that Otis has brought the old format back. Everything just used to be all in a row, which was kind of a puzzling image to look at. He's put back the categories, which is, but there's still something. I still think there's some issues about formatting that I'd like to talk to him about it. But it's definitely starting to, look good. So,
That's what.
Yeah.
Earlier, you said that something was going to be completed by the end of the month. I'm trying to get to be clear in my own mind as to what that is. Whether that's the moving or that's.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, basically what happened was that AudioPort ran out of space, and it was kind of like, we don't have any more room on the server, which is a good thing because it means it's a very successful website and people are using it. And then we were frantically trying to figure out what to do, and then Otis got this really great deal from the company where they gave him a lot of space for a very, very cheap price. And so now we're moving our websites over to that server.
No, that I got. Time frame, chronology is what I'm concerned about. Does anyone else have any other questions for Ursula on automation of audio port and the instructions?
Not at present.
Yeah. One more thing I should say about that. One of our affiliates in Kabul, Missouri, is working with Doug also on a survey because we are going to be surveying everybody who's actually doing automation now to find out what systems people are using. So that's information we're trying to get. All of this information is very labor-intensive. So, you know, we're just doing the best we can, and we're trying to get people to help us.
The budget for 2011?
I have not spoken with the budget with Arlene yet about the budget, so I don't have any information.
Jim, did you have some more specific questions that you wanted to ask about that?
Did we lose him?
I was muted there. The only thing that I thought of to ask Ursula was about the status of how many affiliates we currently have, and if we know that we have renewals coming up with the same number of people that are affiliated, or whether we're adding some more next year, or what's your take on that, Ursula?
I think there's going to be a significant number of additions. We did get a new affiliate last week, KW. Oh God, I'm sorry, my brain is like mush.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hi.
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Alonzo.
Hi, Alonzo.
Hi, Alonzo.
I had sent an email before that I'm not on this committee. I'll stay on the line now so you can have a quorum, but. I sent an email that after I joined the PNB, I took over those task force or committees that combined with my WPFW, so I wasn't able to stay on this one. I don't have that much time to have all these seven committees.
Madam Chair, Nadia also told me that he has resigned from the task force. He's going to resend his resignation. We might want to reconsider how many people are on the line and whether we have quorum at some point.
Who resigned?
Naji Ali told me that he had sent an email to AFIA. I told him to resend it this time to AFIA as well as Jim and me and maybe the secretary of the local station board.
Okay.
So we might want to reconsider what our quorum is because without Alonzo, I think we only have 16 people. Without Naji, we have 15.
I'll stay on to give you the quorum, but I won't participate in any votes.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you have officially resigned, Fia, did you receive his letter of resignation? I don't. Because I guess we
it was
probably,
an email.
We probably consider that for actually the voting of the chair too, for those purposes.
Well, he hadn't resigned then.
Well, he said how long have you been on the?
Is there some reason that we have to resolve this at this moment?
Well, at some point I'd like to determine who's on the call. I've heard people come on and off, and we might actually have quorum now.
No, I said I will stay on the I'll stay on the line tonight to give you the quorum.
Thank you.
I think we got quorum after Campbell got on anyways.
Okay. No, I don't think so. Okay, we have Jim Bennett, Richard Uzel, Teresa Allen, Chandra Hoffman, Kim, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Campbell is 6, Alonzo is 7, and I'm 8.
This is Jessica from KPFT.
Okay, Jessica.
And Teresa.
So to answer your question, God. Teresa, yes is the answer to the question.
Okay, thank you.
But the 9 is the basis of the number that was set by the PNB. Well, okay, so Ursula, are you finished?
Not quite, almost.
Go
last
ahead.
Last week we got a new affiliate, KWMR, which is in Point Reyes Station outside of San Francisco. And currently I'm speaking with another 5 stations that Democracy Now! Sent to us. And
great.
So I think that we might actually, you know, we lost some stations last year, but we certainly have made those up with other numbers, and we might even surpass it. I think we're pushing about 160 right now. I'm in the midst of trying to figure this all out. It's just, you know, I've made it clear now for 2 years that this is a job that's more than for one person, so I'm just kind of struggling through all this and trying to have this done by the end of this month when the new fiscal year starts. So I don't have exact numbers right now because I'm in the midst of trying to figure it all out myself. It involves a lot of phone calls and trying to, you know, find out things and wait for people to get back to you. And it's just, you know, it's very, very, you know, this is a lot of moving parts. So I'm not at the point yet, but intuitively, I think we're at about 160 stations.
Okay. Terrific.
Any other questions?
Yes, I have a question. Ursula, you really don't even have the staff to put all of these new stations up on our website, PacificaNetwork.org, do you?
No, I don't. There's a lot of things I can't do right now. I mean, that, you know, Doug was the technical part of this office, so all of the issues that had to do with technical issues and websites at the moment are at a standstill. We did get a volunteer who donated $100 for Doug to come in and do some catch-up, so hopefully he'll be able to get those up on the website within the month. He's in school, so he's kind of hard to reach these days, too, but, you know, we do what we can here.
Well, that's good. Okay. Thank you. The
nurse will get well soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Has the subcommittee on restructuring had an opportunity to meet?
No, and I'd like to set a meeting right now, if
great.
Possible, for those people who would like to attend that meeting.
Great. Did everyone get my email on a little earlier in that regard?
A little earlier today?
Yes.
I saw an email from you.
I piggybacked a reply on somebody else's email. I think they were indicating they wouldn't be able to attend, and I indicated I would be probably late on the call.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
we know that you
were. We are aware of that.
We received that.
So,
okay.
What... do you have a proposed meeting date for Teresa?
Well, first of all, I just ask what people would like to be involved in this.
Me? Campbell.
Campbell and Teresa. Anyone else?
Richard.
Richard. I'm
Mr.
sorry. I didn't
Mr.
hear.
Can you repeat what that was for or what you're asking for volunteers for?
We are interested in starting a subcommittee to discuss the restructure of the task force. And so far it's Teresa Allen. And it is Richard Uzel. And it's Campbell Johnson.
If you'll post it, once a date and time has been established and it's disseminated to the other members of the task force as well as to the two affiliates,
mm-hmm.
with adequate time, I would think that other people might consider joining you.
Well, I did send out a notice before, didn't hear any response. Perhaps
do you have any idea of one you'd like to
yes.
To reset it to?
Campbell, can you meet during the day?
Depends on the day.
Okay. Can you pick a day maybe next week that might be convenient for you?
Okay, just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is that meeting during the day most likely to get to allow for maximal participation? I would suggest an evening meeting.
All right.
Yeah, this is Richard. I think the evening meeting would be better. More people
all right.
Would come.
How,
I realize we have a lot of meetings. Yeah, for evenings, next week, the 15th would be the best for me, I think.
All right. How about...
I've got elections on Tuesday and audit on Thursday.
How about 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time?
Okay.
On the 15th, I've got something on the 15th. I can't think of what it is.
Did you want to be on this committee, subcommittee?
I'd like to have the option, and I suspect that there probably are other people as well.
Everyone, I suppose, could actually be a member of the subcommittee if they so chose.
If they want.
Yeah. I think that I would like to be a part of it, if I may.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Wednesday is a tough day. That 15th is our LSB.
All right.
And then following that is a governance.
Well, how about...
what about Monday?
It's difficult for me on Monday, but if necessary, I will do it.
Isn't there a PNB meeting on Monday?
Yeah, the 13th
yeah, that's
is PNB meeting. But if we go to the week of the 20th, then...
Well,
I can't do the 20th because that's our WM&F board meeting where we approve our budget, so I can't miss
okay.
that.
What about Tuesday the 14th?
Tuesday the 14th, I've got elections, PNB
okay.
elections.
How about Thursday the 16th?
That's when I have audit committee meeting.
Okay.
Most of my meetings are during the week, too, so is it going to be an audio meeting or a physical meeting?
No, audio.
No, this is, Jessica, this is a telephone conference for a subcommittee.
Is there any way we can do that on a weekend? Because I have the outreach, too, and then we have, you know, the PC, so almost everything falls on a weekday for me, too.
Jessica, do you want to serve on the subcommittee? Because not everybody needs to serve on the subcommittee.
I was thinking that it was to restructure or to help discuss
restructure the task force, yeah.
If I can
what you'll be doing is coming back with a proposal so that there are other opportunities to make input.
How about Tuesday the 21st?
Looks good to me.
What time? What time?
7-ish.
You're talking about 7
Eastern.
It's a little Tuesday. The 21st is a little difficult.
What does that mean in terms of the West Coast people? If you put it at 7 o'clock or 7:30,
that means 4 o'clock for them.
4 o'clock on the West Coast. Well, if it's eight your time, it'd be 5 there. That's our normal. And it's 7.
Now, let's do it 8.
8 y'all times 7.
20,
I was saying my time, I'm sorry.
That's the 23rd, did you say?
21st. 23rd either. Whatever.
How about Thursday the 23rd?
Okay with me.
Is there anyone here that has a problem with that?
Not as yet. I don't think I have.
Okay.
You get later in the month like that, it's easier because most of the people jam the meetings all up in the first half.
Okay. Is it okay to do 8 p.m. Eastern?
Okay.
Okay. Subcommittee to restructure the task force.
Okay.
I'll come to that too.
Okay, okay.
What's the date?
It's the 23rd of September.
September 23rd at 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock your time.
Yes, 5 o'clock your time, Kim.
Can we go over again who wants to be on this task force? I have Teresa. I have Teresa, Richard.
I think everybody would try to come and at least participate in some way, if not, I don't know that it's all that important that you get a list of names tonight.
Not only that, I would urge that, in fact, I will do it myself, and that's to send out a notice of the meeting so that other people, other affiliates, have an opportunity, whether they take it or not, to call in as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's good.
Okay, so September 23rd.
It probably wouldn't hurt if we passed, if somebody has an idea, an organizational layout. It wouldn't hurt, I don't think. It wouldn't hurt to me to pass it out early so people can be reading it.
Okay.
September 23rd, could we maintain some order here, please?
Sure.
September 23rd at 8 p.m. is the meeting of the subcommittee on restructuring the task force, and the a reminder will go out with the telephone number to the members of the task force and to all affiliates who may or may not be interested in participating in this phase of the process. New business.
Madam Chair, I do have one
question
for the minutes. So do you not want me to list the people that are officially on this subcommittee?
Well, why don't you wait until you see who shows up?
Exactly.
Well, I want to do the minutes. In fact, the reason why I've done the minutes for the last meeting, and I didn't send them out because you, Afia, you told me that you were going to send me your report in writing. Remember, we had a telephone problem, and you were giving your report and cut off. If I can just take, you were cut off, so you were talking to the air for a while. I can put in the minutes and do the minutes. Without the things and get it out tonight. I can get the minutes out tonight if I can do the minutes based upon what we have now, what's happening in the meeting now.
Teresa, just say there is a meeting at this date. Whoever shows up will be
okay.
there.
That's fine then. That's fine.
I don't want to say I'll be there and not be there, and I don't want to say I'll not be there and then, you didn't sign up, so you can't be on this call,
I'm not saying that. I just wanted to know what you wanted in the minute.
I think that's it.
Thank
you.
I think
Ursula.
That's adequate.
This is Ursula. Can I say something?
Go ahead.
I would highly recommend that if people do want to submit ideas, that you use the listserv just because it goes to everybody on the task force, and it also creates a record that's easy to find. And the address for that is affiliatecommittee@yahoogroups.com. Everybody on this call is on that listserv, and if you post an email to that address, it'll go to everybody automatically. And if you do, if for some reason it doesn't work, let me know, and I'll figure out what's wrong.
Affiliate committee?
Thank you.
Affiliatecommittee@yahoogroups.com.
It's the same address from which you got a copy of tonight's agenda. Okay. Any new business? I guess the committee is the new business.
Well, this is Teresa. I'm still wondering if we should at some point discuss fundraising for task force, because we have been mentioning issues with staffing for over a year, and it's always a very, unfortunately, a low priority at National, and we've had this person that has been hanging on so long, they decided to go back to school, and I was wondering if there's anything we can do to raise the money so we have a staff person we can depend upon.
Is there anyone who would like to formulate a subcommittee for fundraising?
Well, wouldn't that question, if I might just mention. Wouldn't that be part of the, or couldn't that be part of the task for the restructure subcommittee?
No.
Well, the
I think Campbell has a point there. It could very well be part of how we restructure it, in the sense that we may have a committee that engages in fundraising for the affiliates program. You know, that might be the task of several people on the task force.
List that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, as opposed to separating it out so it's an appendage, you know, I think that it may be something that can be integral, and, you know, we'd be able to move forward. But if it doesn't work out that way, then, you know, we can pull it out. But I think if we look at this more comprehensively or holistically, that, you know, we can you know, put together a plan of what we want to do, and then how we can structure ourselves to do it more effectively.
Well, last fall I wrote up a list of who, it was a plan for who was on the task force, how we conducted our business, and what the task force was responsible for.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things was fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could easily take a straw vote now as to whether or not we think that the task force does fundraising, and if we do agree, then we could actually start it rather than talking about it.
I'm absolutely confused as why we're fundraising for the affiliates. I thought this was a self-sufficient program. I mean, all of the stations are flat dead broke. I don't kind of get it.
Well, I'll say I know that no one is writing grants for. Well, I can't say that. Maybe Ursula is writing grant proposals. The archives is going to have a national day of fundraising on our airwaves. I don't know about your station, but it's going to be on our station to raise money for the archives.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, you know, what, 4, 5, 6 staff members?
The thing is that I think a good point has been made, in the sense that affiliates pay into Pacifica the right to be an affiliate. And so they are viewing that they've actually paid for the service. If we're attempting to raise funds from our listeners to the 5 Pacifica stations for the affiliates program, they will also ask, I thought the affiliates were paying for the affiliates program. So there would be confusion, and also, again, it really depends on how we structure it, but if we're actually going after the same people who give time and time again to all the stations and also to the archives, then we're actually competing against 5 Pacifica stations and the archives for the same pie of money. So part of the talking in the subcommittee about restructuring is, are there avenues of fundraising that we can explore that are less traditional and don't compete with the fundraising for the rest of the organization?
But these are things that we should actually discuss in subcommittee. I'm ready to actually start discussing that in subcommittee rather than in the committee as a whole,
on that basis,
wait,
it would seem.
Wait. First of all, whoever is making the noise, please put yourself on mute. Thank you. I'd like to be on the stack.
Go ahead, Ken. Can I be on the stack? This is Jessica.
You know, I when I see a budget for the affiliates, then we can discuss fundraising or that kind of stuff. Without a budget, this seems like a moot conversation to me.
May I ask a question? Afia, when's the last
somebody
time?
Somebody else was on the stack first.
Okay.
Who else
okay.
wanted to be on the stack?
I'm sorry.
Jessica. Jessica. If we do any fundraising, and in my experience with other places with KPSC with fundraising, some people will only donate for certain reasons, even though they know it's for the good. So I don't see any harm if there's any time that we do decide on fundraising. If it's allowed, I don't, you know, I can definitely help, but I don't think it really, we're going to be fighting for the same dollars no matter what. And any more we have, I think what Teresa was alluding to was if it's someone who needs, if we need someone like a full-time member, or if we need some kind of help financially, we can support ourselves if we do the fundraising ourselves. We can keep it to ourselves and not. Yeah, I can kind of see that as a positive. Am I wrong in thinking that?
May I suggest that in light of the fact that there seems to be agreement that fundraising as a part of the restructuring would be a part of the restructuring, that we leave it to that point, and if Teresa would begin to circulate an agenda, a draft agenda, and list that as one of the items, then we would you'd make sure to address it rather than go ahead.
Sorry. I'd just like to say that I don't want to address fundraising until I see a budget.
And this is Jim, and I agree that that's very important. And the thing is, if, as Ursula said, we're about to increase the number of affiliates that we have, a case can be made to increase the amount in the budget for the affiliates program by a certain percentage of the number of new affiliates that we have in terms of the money that comes into Pacifica to put that back into the program. I think that's logical. That if the program does pay for itself and actually pays for more than its current operating budget, then it seems as if the proposal can be made to put some of that money back into the structure of the affiliates program if it indeed is making money for the organization.
Can I,
Ursula, do you have any idea when you will have, or the national office will have drafted the budget for the program?
No. I'm sorry, I don't.
Perhaps that's one of the questions that needs to be answered between now and the 23rd. And certainly there can be the budget from last year as a starting point. So,
it's a question I've been asking on a regular basis now for a year. So,
who makes up the budget?
Well, it's really Arlene. It's Arlene's call, really.
It may very well be that Fia and I have to help assist developing the budget with you, Ursula, for this year and getting Arlene to concentrate on it.
I would prefer to first try and do it with Arlene. I, quite frankly, don't want to repeat what happened last year, to be very frank.
I understand, and maybe we can actually help in our role.
Well, that's fine, but I'm not willing to go through the process that occurred last year.
What happened last year?
It was just a series of meetings that were extremely critical towards me, and I made concession after concession and again came up with budgets that addressed what everybody was asking for, and ultimately that budget was ignored, and I was basically accused of trying to undermine AudioPort, and the whole process was just extremely disingenuous, and there's a limit to how much staff can handle, quite frankly.
Who were you working with on the budget last year?
I was working with Grace Aaron and the two affiliate directors, and Otis McClay.
Well, if there's anything that I can do to help, I would be glad to help.
Well, we need a budget. I mean, maybe you don't all know that Pacifica is like one step away from really being bankrupt. I mean, this is not the time to start, like, thinking about ways to spend more money. It's dire. I can't stress how dire Pacifica's finances are.